Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It was all pre-planned. It was all organized. It was all done in lockstep with precision from the United Nations. And now at least 10 blue states that we know of premeditatedly sent pneumonia, flu, and supposed COVID-19 patients into nursing homes and into hospitals to murder everyone. And you've got another nurse going public and talking about what they witnessed and how somebody would come in, panic attacking, you name it, 37 years old, doesn't have anything wrong with them. Oh, we'll take care of you, bro. You talk about moths to flame. Have a little bit of anxiety locked up in your house? You test negative, put it positive. Killing. Let's get the cash. And turn up the power. Oh, the WHO, they're our boss now. The UN says have it at a level 30% higher than we ever do. Intubation. Well, with COVID, you do it high. Yeah! And the UN just sits back and watches us follow those orders as they execute Americans. And as those big hospitals go and get taxpayer money. And it's so evil. You're not going to see any NBC, you know, special on the killers. You know, when a woman gives her husband, you know, antifreeze, there's an hour special about it. But when they're premeditatedly, they got the memos, they got the documents, they got the planning, they got it all lined out. Like Bayer Pharmaceutical 15 years ago, knowingly shipped HIV blood all over the world, and their top executives were in emails going, "Ah, screw these." It came out they were killing everybody. They go, "Ah, screw the hemophiliacs." There's too many people on the planet anyway. Actually said, just screw them. We need to get rid of them. Imagine sending emails from one CEO in France, the CEO in Australia, saying, let's just kill everybody. But see, when you're one of these sick freaks, they get off on that. Oh, but if you talk about killing them, oh, the FBI comes. Oh, you don't talk about baby Hitler that way. Baby Hitler's too important. Fauci's too important. All of them. They're our gods. They're our rulers. And hell, they've shown us as cult leaders they are. Aren't they? Aren't they? Because they get to kill babies. They get to keep babies alive. They get to kill old people. They get to put COVID patients in with everybody to kill them. And then... then the family can't come see you as you torture to death. There's reportedly people who were healthy, and they're like battling. The people are scrapping them down. Just shut up and give us the money, Lebowski. 52,000 luscious cashies. 52,000 luscious cashies. Oh, but why didn't Republican states do this? And I'm not, Republicans have got their problems. Because the Republicans aren't that psychotic or satanic. They don't operate like that. The average blue blood Republicans like going to church and playing golf with their kids in the Marines. They're real naive, but man, they're not coming up with schemes like this because Lex Luthor couldn't come up with this. Hitler didn't come up with stuff like this. Actually, they did. They'd kill all the Down syndrome kids in Germany starting in 33, and they'd say, they'd come and pick your kid up and go, oh, we're taking him to get a medical check. They go, oh, they didn't just kill babies. They'd kill like 10-year-old kids. They go, oh, I'm sorry. Hans got pneumonia. I forgot. That's actually in a documentary. I think it's called The Architecture of Doom. I forget the name of it. About Hitler. And everybody knows Hitler used medical tyranny, but that they would actually say that, or like, "Oh, your daughter's appendix burst while they were in custody. We were reviewing whether they would be good for the Reich or not, but now they're dead, and now they have Dutch TV with high functioning Down syndrome people going, on TV with the audience laughing at him going, you know, you cost six times more than the average person. He starts crying, goes, I'm sorry. And then the audience all laughs at him because they're liberals. Oh, they're so liberal. They're going to kill everybody. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. There is a devastatingly powerful interview, part nine, with an accredited Army veteran, decorated woman, Erin Marie Polzinski, and she shot video of the people they were killing. Healthy people, hospital would order it. It's all by computers now. That's what this technocracy is. And he would say that they're not positive, three different tests. Doesn't matter. Computer says, we're going to stay positive. Tell them. And then the guy's like, totally fine. What's going on? Oh, we're going to intubate you. Really? Yeah, let me hold your hand, sweetheart. Your ass is dead. I mean, this isn't some movie where there's a crazy hospital on the hill with nuts running it. This is the bioethics boards. And if you don't know about the cult of power that's in hospitals and that's in facilities, you don't know how it really works. Remember Steve Pachinik many years ago on the show said, doctors decide who lives and who dies. And that's why the assassin group, even above Army officers, that's assigned to Army officers, generally real high-end assassinations and Marine officers, is the doctor corps, the medical corps. That's who comes to kill you, is a medical doctor or a psychiatrist. Pachinik used to overthrow governments. He, of course, personally, you know, obviously killed people. But the whole point is that's the professionalism of the whole thing. Doctors know about anatomy. Doctors know about the body. Doctors are controlled in the procedures they carry out. And in the United States and in England, and in Germany, it is a tradition that doctors are the assassins. And so you need to understand now that they have externalized the method and are now turning the medical corps into a group of assassins. What do you think all this is? When Bill Gates says, yeah, 700,000 people are going to get sick or die from my vaccine. I need to be indemnified. It's going to be way more than that. But he's now telling you, we're going to kill some people because their own doctors, the UN said in December, are getting wobbly and no vaccines are causing more harm than good. So the lie of, oh, vaccines never hurt anybody, safe and effective, has collapsed. So now they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to hurt you. And if you ever want to leave your house again, you're going to take it. You know, this is so powerful. I'm just going to shut up. Play clips 1 through 8 back to back. Just start playing them. This is from the documentary up on InfoWars.com. Perspectives on the Pandemic. The Undercover Epicenter Nurse.
on NewsWars and Bando Video. It's New York undercover nurse confirms COVID-19 criminal hoax. This is them following orders, compartmentalized off a computer screen, and killing people. Here it is.
I am pulling up like their laboratory results. So if you look here, you'll see COVID-19 bioreference lab. Here are the test results. As you can see, 5-1-2020 at 17-16, not detected. They test for a second time, 5-4-2020 at 17-59, not detected. So both of those are negative. Scroll up to the top. This is my patient. They are on a vent, and they are being called COVID-19 confirmed, droplet in contact and eye protection.
So this person is droplet.
It's the reality.
I compare this hospital to a third world country. I've been in a third world country hospital in Iraq. The Iraq hospital is better than this one. And that says a lot. I've been there. I've been in both hospitals. There are good nurses that work there too. Like, I have made good friends with a lot of the nurses that do work there. There's good people, but they're outnumbered.
What happens? The people come in, like this 37-year-old, and what was he complaining of, or what was going
respiratory
on?
Respiratory distress. He didn't have COVID either. He did not have COVID.
And how do we know that?
I took care of him. I have the same type of results from his chart as I do with my other patient.
It was like the day before intubation. He was fine on the right breather.
And then they intubated, and then he got a needle, and then they put in a test tube, and then
and now he's 37 years old and dead.
That's what I'm seeing. Like, all these negative tests. And they're putting them on these vents. Hopeful that they'll get it. They're being put on these COVID floor. It's murder. It is setting these people up for failure based on, because they're all scared. Everybody's scared, and everybody's scared to stick up for themselves. And I've called a lot of doctors unethical.
Hit pause right there and back that up 10 seconds. Everybody's scared. See, everybody thinks you go along, you get ahead, not in the end game. And I know so many men that if my dog crapped in their yard, they'd want to get in a fight with me. Or if I bumped into them in a store, they'd bow up and act tough. But when the system runs all over them, they don't do a damn thing because they think you get ahead acting like that. No, you don't get ahead acting like that. This country was built on people not being scared. I'm not scared of Letitia James or Governor Cuomo or those other cold-blooded murderers like Newsom. I'm scared to death of God, though. And I'm not fighting them hard enough. And I'm not saying what I really think about them. So I am saying what I think about them. Just get on the right side, ladies and gentlemen. And stop being naive. You hear this woman? She's in there. She's watching them all intimidated while they've got a factory going, killing people for money. And she's saying it's wrong, because it is. Stop being scared. Stop rolling over. Stop backing down. Let's go back to her.
Because they're all scared. Everybody's scared. And everybody's scared to stick up for themselves. And I've called a lot of doctors unethical to their face. And they deserve it. And this is in the United States. And this hospital is treating low income, mostly, people. And
oh, hit pause again. Why do they like to target homeless people and black people that are poor? Because they don't have an infrastructure. Oh, the real black, look, there's a real black genocide. It's of their babies. That's why Planned Parenthood's the main funder of Black Lives Matter. Did you know that? Because they want to be close. Oh, your lives matter. Yeah, they matter. We want to kill you. And if we can't, we want to warp your mind and turn you against a country that will give you the best shot of any place in the world where Africans are fighting to get in here. We're going to give you a chip on your shoulder so you're dysfunctional and can never work around white people because you're so screwed up that you think they're out to get you. What's Let's play a little bit more. Here it is.
And this is in the United States, and this hospital is treating low income, mostly, people, and it...
Pause again, because they don't have family that are going to sue and find out what you did to them. You imagine being there while they're killing these people. These nurses aren't stupid. They know this isn't how you do it. And again, you track back where they got their orders from the UN. And see, these hospitals, these big corporations know, when the UN says it and when Bill Gates says it, that means you're going to be protected. That's like the mafia, Don, giving permission to sell drugs to kids or, you know, kill people, whatever. You're getting authorization to milk the system, and you're told, here's how the scam works. You kill people. And the bioethics board get the piece of the hospital. They made the decision. They're the capos below the Don, and they send out the soldiers to do the killing, and they don't even know what they're doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or cancer dies for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pacific Ocean and New Zealand and Australia. Back to the United States and Canada. The United Nations is in control of the treatment of people in nursing homes and hospitals for COVID-19. The hospitals are almost totally empty and no one's allowed in because they're doing very special work in there, bringing COVID patients in and putting them with critically ill people who have liver failure or cancer and are above 85. To murder them in a giant depopulation test. And each hospital given $52,000 plus for the murder. But now another medical nurse, another RN, Army veteran, decorated, Purple Heart, has come out. Erin Marie Olzinski. She's on Tucker Carlson tonight. Little birdie told me that. Set for tonight, not the next night. And the full interview with her, with all the documentation, chilling stuff of people being killed, you name it, is at Bandod Video right now. But let's just finish up with a few of these clips.
Low income, mostly, people. And it almost makes me feel like they think these people are disposable. And they're not. They're people. You know, everybody. People are not disposable. You know, especially.
Oh, this is too powerful. We'll start this over again. I mean, people are not disposable. But it's always the left telling us babies are disposable, little kids are disposable. The godfather of PETA, Dr. Peter Singer, says kill kids whenever you want. If a kid doesn't have high test scores, the government should be able to kill you. That's what they really say and do in their academic books while they prance around telling us how we're bad and we're racist. When I can tell you the average liberal academic is the most flaming, racist, anti-human garbage you could ever be around. It's a religion to the left to kill brown people. I don't say that to kiss your ass because you're brown. I'm telling you, I've been to the abortion places. You've seen the videos where you have some weird black or brown doctor come out and go, hey, watch these ugly black babies. We're going to get rid of them. I mean, this is a damn cult, man. Meanwhile, they turn the, quote, minorities or the majority into a bunch of brainwashed racists. Screw you, too. I'm here trying to save your ass because I morally am not going to sign on to killing everybody. It's not because I'm some white knight, virtue signaling person up here that's trying to stop all this because I'm such a white savior, as the left says. BS, man. I want to get saved by God. And if I sign on to killing everybody and playing God, I'm not getting beamed out of this thing. So I'm selfishly not signing on to evil. I'll admit it. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. I'm not signed on to killing all those old people or those blacks your ass. Delay that. It pisses me off. You sign on to playing God, you get burned. And all you dumbasses that serve the New World Order, idiots. Playing God all day. Deciding who lives and who dies. And then I find out they're all screwing little kids and devil worshiping. Of course they are. Oh, you're the big elites. Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Bill Clinton and Epstein, all in that seven-story pervert building in New York. What a bunch of freaks. And the fact that those pedophiles, and I'm calling Oprah Winfrey one, hope she burns in hell. Every damn one of you's a piece of crap. And you're going to be judged. So you just continue to enjoy hurting babies and hurting old people and hurting homeless people and turning us all into a bunch of idiots. Because you will be destroyed. Finish up the clips. Go ahead.
Low income, mostly. People, and it almost makes me feel like they think these people are disposable, and they're not. They're people. You know, everybody. People are not disposable. You know, especially the ones that are struggling day in and day out, the hard workers. You know, like trying to reach that American dream, and they're not given a chance because they're brought to this place where nobody cares.
And is there an understood financial incentive to diagnose COVID?
Yeah, of course. So in the hospital that I'm in right now, it's all COVID.
By the way, hit pause again. You see, she's a good woman, a patriot, a veteran. She's projecting her goodness on this, like, they don't understand. They're bad. Why are they doing this? It makes no sense. They're throwing them out like they're worthless. They need to stop killing them. It's on purpose, and she knows that. But again, we're asking a good person, why are they doing it? She hasn't studied these people. She doesn't know. She'll learn now. She just is a good moral person, so she knows wrong when she sees it. But see, that's how they get it over on us, because we always debate, why are they doing this? Because they're evil. The money's a side thing to get people to go along with it. They want the power to kill people. They're a cult. Who want to hurt innocent people. What they want is the energy of children. They're psychic vampires. They don't just rape kids, folks. They kill them. And everybody just needs to grow up and realize that. And I know it's not fun to admit it, but let me tell you something. Those kids are crying out to God every minute for salvation and to be saved. And God acts through us and is telling us to save the children. And if we don't do it, we deserve what happens to us. So I do not fear Bill Gates. I fear God. And I declare war on Bill Gates and his entire satanic army. In the name of Jesus. Let's go out to break with the rest of this.
In here, you know, like, I guess the word traveled after this.
You mentioned earlier that this is a common occurrence where people come in able to speak and they just have low oxygen levels and then they're put on a vent. So what's going on there?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea how they're assuming everybody is just the same. There's no individuality anymore. These residents, I think a lot of them are just stone cold. You know, there's no emotion, and they don't view people as people anymore. And it's really sad. Like,
it's called being a psychotic or a sociopath.
After the big rush, but there was still a lot of people coming in, and a lot of us were just in shock. Within the first couple days, you could see exactly what was going on.
The bigger problem with this whole
thing. We're going to come back with the rest of it. It really makes me angry because we're watching people being murdered here, and we're all processing this at the same time. And again, this is all them turning us into robots to carry this out. Oh, remember Media Matters? Remember Media Matters a couple months ago? Alex Jones claims frontline coronavirus healthcare workers are killing patients for eugenics. And they make all big jokes. All of you at Media Matters have now signed on to this. Remember that. Remember why when you get cancer or bad things happen to you, remember, you're cursed. You did this. Keep giggling at your little chairs there, your little meth head chairs. Just remember, you've now signed on to Hitler. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I'm going to find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes, just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
I'm going to find me a reckless woman,
nothing better,
razor blades and dice in her eyes,
just a touch,
just just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
And thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Gotta celebrate God's great creation. We're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
And the devil is close behind in InfoWars, and only your prayers and support to keep us in attack formation. You know, I want to be clear about something before I finish this.
I'm going to chase the sky forever.
I was being honest when I said, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. Because there's not some drive here that I'm better than people and I need to go out and save them because I know better. That's the whole fake leftist thing. I am driven, like it says in the Bible, Ezekiel had a fire in his bones to save myself and my children. And that means you too. We're all in this together. But it's not like some hero thing you do because you're special. If you've got any connection to God, you should be fighting these people tooth and nail. When you're fighting for your life, you don't think about how you're fighting. You kick some ass. And that's why we don't sit here and follow some blueprint. We follow the blueprint that we don't need to read or even think about. We know it's there. God's right there all the time. The plan's there. We need to follow it. And I love this audience of activists because I know that I don't like looking at this news myself. I know I don't want to sit here at one level and laugh at the stupid African warlord that's taken over part of Seattle and how ridiculous it is. It's our failure that has allowed that to happen. Because we've relinquished the cities to the Democrats. And here I am, literally leaving Austin. But I'll still come back into it to find my point. And there's no perfect answer except God. You know, I just, so many good people too never engage the New World Order because they don't have a perfect plan. And, well, there could be a downside. And it's not that you're scared of a downside to you. You just don't want to make a mistake and hurt people. What matters is the spirit and the intent. And that's the secret of the universe, that it's like English that you put on a cue ball, on a pool ball. The masters of pool know how to put spin and things on it, and no one even knows how they do it. They're not even sure how they do it, but that's the master. They put the English on it, and God puts the English on the ball. You have to have the intent. You have to have the will. You have to want to do the right thing. And you have to be willing to get up and get knocked down over and over again. But the more you do it, you enter into a place where you know God's real because you see things happen and things go on where you know that wasn't coming from you. And God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. That's why a lot of folks want a miracle right now, or they want all the answers right now. There's an old saying in A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. Well, this audience can handle the truth. A lot of you are more informed than I am in different areas. I'm more informed than you in different areas. That's how God works. Different creations in the garden. Together we create the perfection. And the perfection is in us finally realizing God is the perfection. I'm going to stop preaching. But it's just how Tale of Two Cities begins. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. So many beautiful, wonderful things are happening. And so many truly horrible, degraded, fallen things are happening. And the New World Order knows it's ugly and sickening and twisted, and it wants us to accept it and merge with it and let it become us. It wants to rape us. And it wants us to know it's ugly and know it's fallen and know it's failed. And then out of fear, because we're in a cage, it wants us to spread our legs for it. And I'm not doing it. Look at this photo of drag queen story time. Pervert story time. Facebook shuts down 500 mom strong group that advocated against drag queen story hour. purposely coming in many cases, convicted pedophiles, bouncing your children on their knee. They have to get you to turn off your own defense mechanisms. Turn it off. Turn it off. I can't look at it. The point is that that's all this is the system getting humanity weakened down to the point before they smash us flatter than a pancake. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to sit here and take it. The New World Order just keeps coming to me and do different things. And people are like, things will go better if you just did this. Things will go better if you just did that. Would you just give in just a little bit? And then we'll take the claws off. I kind of like the claws. In fact, the harder the claws squeeze on me, smarter I get, the closer to God I get. The harder you punch me, the harder you peck at me, all you do is push me right into Jesus Christ's arms. And I just want listeners to get that through your skulls, and I need to get that through my skull as well. Alex Jones isn't going to fix this. You're not going to fix this. God's going to fix it. But God's going to fix it working through you and through other people. All right, I'm going to play these clips and get to the rest of this and shift gears into a bunch of other news. Almost happening in Seattle and just everywhere in the model of the fallen civilization, how we laugh at it, but it's not a laughing matter. There's a trick inside of that system and so much more. I tend to get busy. I have a plug in an hour and 50 minutes here, hour and 40 minutes. We have some great products, and you know, the problem with the sale is we sell a lot of stuff, but we don't make as much money per capita to fund ourselves. And then when the sale ends, nobody buys product. And so it's a catch-22. We got to fund ourselves, plus these are great products. But we had everything in the store at 60% off. We couldn't do that because a bunch of stuff sold out, but a lot of items are still available. So I've decided to have a huge savings on select best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours before they sell out. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com, but to help clear out our high-quality inventory, we have launched a new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, these will sell out in the next couple weeks, but I'm going to go ahead and just keep them at 60% off in the hopes that you like the product so much, because a lot of new people buy stuff when it's at that price, and then you become a repeat customer while I'm doing it. The 60% off these top formulas before they're sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is an amazing nootropic, number one bestseller. TurboForce is incredible, clean hours and energy, 60% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, that will sell out. I'm not even sure I'm bringing it back. It's an important product. It's very hard to source, very expensive to make. You want to get it. Real Red Pill Plus, selling out soon. Vanilla Coconut Protein Bar, selling out soon. Bio True Selenium, selling out soon. And get unprecedented 70% off on the AMPM 8-pack power stack, 13 pills per day. So easy to use. Helps you not forget to take it. Take advantage of these new specials before they run out of inventory at InfoWarsStore.com. And all apparel is at cost. The average is $9.95 the apparel costs us. So that's a shirt that might have cost us $15 to make, or a shirt that costs us $5 to make. The average is $9.95. All apparel, $9.95. All the t-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. That helps you spread the word in the third dimension, which really pisses off the slaves of Surin. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are on the march. The Empire's on the run. Here back live. Larry Pinkney is one of the original members of the real Black Panther Party. The new Black Panther Party is a black supremacist, like the black version of the KKK. He's a really smart guy, and he's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour to cover the waterfront about what's going on. Now, I'm not playing this to toot my horn. I'm playing this to show you the premeditated. That's a key word. I've got hundreds of articles, 30, 40 incredible clips, guests coming up. I don't need to keep saying premeditated, premeditated, premeditated like I'm a parrot. The whole COVID thing is engineered by Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, the NIH. It's all on record. It's all a fraud. Their tests are frauds. Their studies are frauds. Their attack on hydroxychloroquine is a fraud. It's all been thrown out. They're actually getting their asses kicked. But the media and the blue states are saying, we're not opening second wave to further devastate the world economy, not just our economy. You want to talk about death? The UN admits 100 plus million people will starve to death the next year. 30-something million starve to death right now. Those are real numbers, not fairy tale COVID-19 stuff. But here's the article from back in early May. Alex Jones claims frontline coronavirus health workers are killing patients. Now, at the time, doctors were saying you're putting people with COVID-19 and other things in the hospitals and in the nursing homes. It's going to cause death, especially in nursing homes. While the family can't come in because they might have COVID, but someone with COVID you bring in. And I explained what was going on. They made a big George Soros joke. Because what does George Soros that runs Media Matters say? He says, it was happy-making time. Best time of my life was working for Hitler. If I didn't do it, someone else would do it, he told 60 Minutes. That's the sociopath brain. So the sociopaths over at Media Matters, boy, this didn't age well, did it? Alex Jones claims frontline coronavirus health workers are killing patients. Here's one of the clips. If you've had a cold in the last decade, you will show up positive for coronavirus. And then if you die in a car wreck or even a shark attack, they're now saying, that's not a joke, or you die in a plane crash, or you die of cancer, or you die of pneumonia, from some other pneumonia, you will be counted as COVID-19. That's why they've got the graphs. We'll be going over at the bottom of the hour. Where suddenly all the deaths from flu and the deaths from cancer and heart attacks, those have all gone down in the graphs, and the exact same amount cut off that graph put over on COVID-19. Because the hospitals get $39,000 to begin with. $39,000 to begin with. I decided to do some digging last night and this morning, and the other money they get. When you treat COVID patients, period, the hospital gets, depending on its size, between $190,000 and $10 million. And it just goes on and on and on. So that's why they said, close up shop. We're a COVID business now. And imagine all the old people suddenly dying in the nursing homes, family not allowed to see what's happening. Now they're prisons. Now they're eugenics death camps. And notice it's the blue cities and the blue states that have perfected the corruption, where you see almost all the deaths, because that's where you've got hospitals, where you've got order followers who are very stupid, with a few doctors and the bioethics board on top, like Governor Northam, who used to run the baby harvesting program in Virginia. That's why I went on TV and said, we don't need law enforcement and government involved. It's between the doctors and the mother. Notice she doesn't say father. And the mother decides to terminate and not resuscitate. That's a technical term. The baby's alive and fine. Then we keep them comfortable while they harvest the organs. Keep them alive sometimes 2 weeks. They have a special ward. Okay, we took care of your baby. It's gone now. It's in a ward. They wait till the orders come in for the organs. Keep them comfortable. And those nurses are making $500,000 apiece because they are carrying out Nazi operations. Now, I know this all sounds shocking, ladies and gentlemen, but remember Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, Los Angeles, California. Remember all the 60 Minutes pieces? There were five or six of them in the 90s about them caught killing patients for their organs. A guy would go in from a car wreck talking, but he was healthy and they happened to have somebody that wanted that liver. Your ass is dead. So, we're going to find the interview and re-air it. And we're going to get these nurses back on. But 6 years ago, we had nurses on who, again, said that they were keeping the babies in the preemie area alive. But then the bioethics board, that's the eugenics board, would order them to be vaccinated when they were 3 pounds or whatever. And almost all of them would stop breathing or dying or have convulsions. They knew how to give them Benadryl. They knew how to, because it's equivalent of, being attacked by a killer hornet. And they would put them on a respirator and save them. And the hospitals are like, don't you do that anymore. Remember the Bayer Pharmaceutical got caught in the 90s.
So again, you've already heard me talk about this. This is what they put out on national news to say Jones is making it up.
And a month and a half later, it's all confirmed. Exactly what I told you. But imagine, they're in D.C. at the Media Matters headquarters. They're literally sitting there laughing right now. They love it. To them, that's powerful. To cover up the killing of babies or old people or homeless people, that is a badge of power to them. Ten states now run by blue governors are still murdering old people. To Cuomo's credit, he has reversed himself. The other governors have not. They're murdering people in at least 10 states right now with enjoyment. And you heard the medical, people come out and say this. Because we won't face how evil they are. All right, let me do this. I can't tell you why Roger Stone has not been on the show after the gag order was lifted. I'm on good terms with Roger, and Roger's a good guy. And Roger will be pardoned by the president on or before the time he is delivered to prison on the 30th of this month. And I know all the inside baseball, and I'll leave it at that. And I cannot tell you at this time why I cannot tell you. But let's say in the history of the U.S. government, this has never been done before. Because I felt like a jerk a while back when I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I found out from other people why Roger couldn't talk to me. But let's just say this. It's going to be a big news story when this comes out. And I have been sworn to secrecy. And so I can't tell you. But what they've done to Roger has never been done in America before. I never heard of this stuff in the Soviet Union. When you hear what this, I can't tell you. I can't even. I'm not going to even go there. Believe me, I'm built to just tell you everything. And part of not lying is not calculating. It's just telling it like it is. Like Trump said, the deepest thing he ever did was become shallow. That's a super deep statement, if you understand how things work. Because it's not shallow, your first approximation. Women's intuition, first assumptions, first impressions. It's not your first impression. It's a huge well of knowledge and psychic knowledge and physical knowledge and just all of it. And, I mean, I've got literally 200, 300 articles that are all just insanely important. And the censorship is off the chart. I haven't even gotten to that. The religion of Silicon Valley is having sex with children. They're such sick people, man. And you know who's sicker? Those of us that know about it that don't do anything about it. But I don't even hate Media Matters, that spends their days defending Epstein and the Clintons and, killing old people in hospitals. I mean, it's just, you imagine that the system goes, you go to the grocery store and try to get a nice piece of fruit or a nice vegetable. You check it, you smell it, you look at it. Imagine the New World Order goes into and says, where's the rotten stuff with roach eggs on it? That's what I want. And then I'm going to build a castle out of the most horrible, evil, little wicked people whose whole worldview is, I'm a victim, you're a right-wing Chad, and I'm a little liberal, the little pink-haired person. That's their cover, the little non-threatening pink hair. I don't give a damn about your pink hair. It's your black soul I'm worried about. I use Media Matters as an example. They're nothing but just a PR firm for the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. And Soros, it's just that, imagine scrotum face George Soros when he faces God. Soros thinks he's the Messiah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.